Urban planners now recognize that along with residential, business, and industrial infrastructure, cities must also set aside or even create green infrastructure. These are recreational green spaces that provide pleasure to human communities, as well as critical habitat hubs for wildlife linked together by natural corridors and held in conservation. 3 years ago, the U.S. Forest Service proposed a strategy to establish green infrastructures to integrate urban development with conservation practices. Six pilot projects under Green Infrastructure and Wildland Urban Interface Program were launched in the southeastern region, including one in northwest Arkansas. The project here is a collaboration between the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association, Beaver Water District, and the Arkansas Forestry Commission's Urban and Community Forestry Program. Patty Irwin, an urban forestry coordinator with the Arkansas Forestry Commission, secured a USDA Forest Service grant in 2007 to initiate conservation assessment in the two-county area.
We have Farmington, Greenland, Fayetteville, Johnson, and then we went out to the Weddington Ozark National Forest area because that has been designated as an urban forest, and so we wanted to make sure that we incorporated that into the plan.
60 volunteers broke into four working interest groups, environment, education, heritage, parks and trails, etc. They gathered data on geographic features, wild habitat like rare wetlands, prairies, savanna sites, historic resources like churches, cemeteries, and heritage routes, and farms and recreational resources. All of those elements were mapped, which have been shared at a series of public meetings. Green infrastructure planning is a highly collaborative, long-term, science-based approach that comes out of the first principles of landscape ecology and urban planning. Think lush city parks, trails, and pockets of intact urban wilderness stranded together by green alleyways. Since completing their Linking Arkansas Communities pilot project, coordinators here have been busy networking their model.
Well, the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association put together a DVD, and that DVD was then presented to several communities and the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. And so everybody really realized, oh my gosh, you know, here's a great opportunity for us to really get a trail system going and at the same time manage our natural resources along with it. And so the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has been working with the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission's Transportation Committee. And so they are presenting it to other communities that they work with. And we've had communities that weren't involved in the original planning, such as Rogers, that have asked to be a part of the program. So our goal is that we're going to go all the way to the Missouri border with this plan.
Northwest Arkansas is the only region in the state with a green infrastructure plan, although Patty Irwin says Jonesboro is starting to replicate theirs. And the time is ripe. Economic development has slowed due to the recession, giving green planners an opportunity to develop better strategies for land use and to set conservation planning priorities. The Conservation Fund, a national preservation group based in West Virginia, trains community leaders in green infrastructure planning from Delaware to Hawaii. The Conservation Fund is also presenting its first National Green Infrastructure Implementation Awards this month to three top recipients, Maryland, Michigan, and to the Linking Arkansas Communities Project here.
Well, I have to admit I wasn't surprised because the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has done such an awesome job with this green infrastructure plan. And they are well ahead of the game with most communities that have started the process. And so, of course, I was very proud, and they were all so excited. And it's so nice, you know, when you get a pat on the back for all the hard work you've done. And this is a national award, so that's huge. And so now, you know, all the communities in the nation are going to know that Fayetteville, Arkansas has a group of people that are working for Northwest Arkansas Communities. And it was pretty exciting.
The Conservation Fund says the Arkansas group accomplished real on-the-ground solutions to conservation priorities and is leading the nation in green development planning. And Fayetteville city planners will be meeting next week with members of the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association to update the city's 2025 plan to 2030 using Northwest Arkansas green infrastructure data as part of its enduring green network.
Well, one thing that the green infrastructure plan does is that it helps in the land use planning process so that those key areas that are very important as far as the ecological services that they provide, protecting our watersheds and things like that, as our communities are growing, they now have the tools to identify those areas. So if someone is wanting to come in and whether it's put in roads or a development or whatever it might be, then they'll know that those areas need to be protected, and they know where they have better areas for development, and so they can kind of adjust their planning process to adapt to those various opportunities.
Conservation Fund leaders also pointed to the Linking Arkansas Communities Project as an exemplary model of communities focusing on their conservation priorities in conjunction with their economic goals. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.